sick. That was my first time I've been there, and I've been in Oslo for, well, I shouldn't say how long I've been. I've been in Oslo almost all my life.
35 years.
Yeah, 35 years. And some. And anyhow, I'm sure glad I went. And the reason I went is because they made a lot about it on Sun News TV.
Yes.
And, of course, they make a lot about what's happening in the world with terrorism and all that. But I was there, and I'll tell you, it was overwhelming. It really was. I'll tell you, I don't get moved that easy. And one of the guys, I didn't stick around very long, but one of the guys said, you know, we need to protect our Canada. We really do, from invading forces. He didn't mention any specific names, but I think we all got the gist of it. But he said, we really need to protect our Canada. Because, you know, Canada, even the atheists, they enjoy Canada, but they don't know why they enjoy Canada. Canada is the most enjoyable nation in the world, in the right sense of the word, because God. That's the only reason. You know, if it wasn't for God, Canada would not be what it is today. You know? So, I was really grateful I went there, and I was really moved by it, and I'm more inspired about some of the things that are the world events. And something that the Lord showed me not too long ago was this whole thing that I've been watching a little bit. I'm trying not to get too much into it. On CNN and Fox News is about your homeland security. And I really hadn't really heard of the term before. Now I know exactly what it's all about, foreign issues and all that. But homeland security, God showed that to me one night out of Genesis, where God had told Adam not only to tend the garden, but to keep it, to guard it. And what did he do? He didn't guard it. And this is the whole thing in our anthem, right? Guard our land, right? Well, God's not going to guard it. We're going to guard it by putting God to faith, putting God to work through our faith. God has to do it through the church. And we're letting our land slip. And I'm not confessing that. That's just a reality. You know, we're letting it go. We're losing our values. The church is losing its strength in Canada. But I'm just here to let you know also is that Canada has been prophesied more than one man that Canada is to be a missionary sending nation.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I take that very seriously because of the word missionary and prize the Lord gave me March 7, 2004. I take it very seriously, and I would have taken it seriously beside that word that the Lord gave me. But this is very serious, and the enemy, the God of this world, is trying to undermine that. He's trying to hinder that. He's trying to impede that. We have to recognize that. We're not against flesh and blood. You know, he uses flesh and blood, but we're against principalities, powers. You know, we all know all that, right?
Yeah.
We're against demons.
Yes.
But we've got the power over demons.
Amen.
That's the thing.
Amen.
If we know that we've got the power and how to work and how to operate in that authority, that exudes it, that's been given to us by the head of the church,
yes.
Which leads me right into this year. And then I'll share a little bit about the convention. But I really felt that it just fits in with the last, I don't even like to call it a song, but worship. That was great. It's super. You know? And because, you know, Jesus is the most misunderstood human being that's ever walked this earth. And even myself, after being born for so many years, I really misunderstood the guy. And I call him the guy because he's really my older brother. You know, I got a hold of that a few years ago when he showed me that. In his humanity, he is my elder brother. He's the firstborn from creation, the new creation. He's the firstborn from the dead. And that's what I'm going to read right here. Because this is so powerful. Because God gave you some revelation on this a few years ago. And in Colossians is one of my favorite books. I love the whole Bible. But Colossians, I've always been one of my favorite epistles. And here it says about Christ in his humanity. Also it touches on his deity, but in his humanity. It says here, he is also the head of his body, the church. That's us. Not the building, but us, people. You know, we got to get a hold of that. We're the church, not the building. When Jesus said, I'm going to build my church, he's not talking about I'm going to go around building buildings, even though we need building. He's going to build his people. He wants to build his people in his image. You know? So, here it says, he's the head of his body, the church, seeing he is the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, so he alone, in everything, in every respect, might have, I like the King James, I think the King James may have the preeminence. The Amplified here has, might occupy the chief place, that's the word preeminence, stand first and preeminent. There it is, the Amplified catches it too. I remember when the Lord showed me this, and when I understood that this new creation that we're part of, it's a new human race, it's a brand new humanity, because we're born again, born of God, in a new Adam. Christ is referred to the second Adam, the last man in 1 Corinthians 15. He wants to have preeminence on this planet. You know, that's powerful. But he's got to have that preeminence through us, the body. Apart from us, he can't do anything. You know, that's what he says. Apart from me, you can do nothing. But he needs his body to work through. So here it says, verse 19. For it has pleased the Father that all divine fullness, the sum total of the divine perfection, powers and attribute, should dwell in him permanently. And God purposed that through, by the service, the intervention of him, the Son, all things should be completely reconciled back to himself, whether on earth or in heaven, as through him the Father has made peace by means of the blood of his cross. And I'm going to skip over here. I don't need to skip because I don't like to skip verses. But here it says, this is where we come in, even more specifically. It says here, verse 9, first of all, in him the whole fullness of deity, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form, giving complete expression to the divine nature. And you, he's talking to each one of us here who's born again. Verse 10. And you are in him, made full and having come to the fullness of life in Christ. You are too filled with the Godhead, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and reach full spiritual stature. And he is the head of all rule and authority of every angelic principality and power. Meditate on that for a while. And once that image starts building inside of you, you're going to feel like a super saint. You really are. I'll tell you, when I started meditating on these, I'll tell you, it started changing my view even about myself and the way God saw me. You know? So I just want to give a little scope of, or a little overview of what took place the other day, which was what, Saturday, right? Yeah. Saturday night. We went to this convention, and I didn't know what to expect, and but all I know is I had a bit of a rude awakening. I didn't share this with Doug on the way home because we had a good conversation about different things. But I had a rude awakening about this movement that God started back in the 50s, 51, 52, I believe, 1951. You know, and over the years, I studied this a little bit, looking on the internet to see what I was getting involved in. You know, since now I'm not only a member, I'm part of the board and all that, and being part of the meeting over there and going through the figures and the money and stuff like that. It was very interesting to learn some of these things I'm not really used to. But what really got me, besides the one guest speaker, but there's three guys. One guy that was originally from Malaysia, and he works for Shell now. He's one of the top guys for Shells all over the world. And the other guy was from Singapore, and the other guy was from Hong Kong. Now, the guy who gave his testimony was from Singapore, right? Or was he from Hong Kong? The last guy. He was from Hong Kong, right? Yeah. He was a lawyer, right? Yeah. And a doctor. Yeah. But anyhow, the thing is, though, what I saw was that this movement that God started so many years ago. Now, God starts all kinds of movements, but because I'm part of this movement, and God really wants to bring life to this movement, because it's been through a lot of things, and I think the enemy got in there, obviously. He always tries to impede and hinder and slow things down, but really, he shouldn't have. He shouldn't be able to, because we have authority over him. But if we don't know how to walk in that authority, which I did for 13 years after I got saved, I just didn't know how to walk in the authority that belonged to me in Christ. He will take advantage of our ignorance. He will take advantage of our wrong believing, things like that. But all I know is when I saw all of those people together, I'm not saying everybody there belonged to the full gospel. That's not the point. The point is I saw a lot of people coming together under the banner of the Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship International. People from all over the place. I met people from Quebec. I met people that only spoke French, which was great. You know, all these different people, but under one banner, but ultimately it was about Jesus Christ. You know, so now here we are, we're part of this, and of course this is the full gospel meeting tonight. And the thing is, though, is I want to, if I can convey this, is that, you know, not trying to get anybody to join, even though Doug would say, no, we're trying to get people to join too, and we are trying to get people to join. But the thing is, though, is that, you know, we're part of this body. That the head is Christ, and of course the full gospel needs to come under the headship of Christ, and maybe that's where, you know, we failed over the years, you know, because there's total victory in Christ. There's total victory in his headship, in his lordship, and I think that's where we miss it sometimes. We get outside of his lordship. But all I know, I was so inspired that God, I won't get into all the detail, but there was a time where I didn't really want anything to do with the full gospel. And for different reasons, some of them were wrong. But, you know, God is very merciful. And God really encouraged me to keep going. And then out of that, things transpired. But all I know, I was there the other night because of God. And I saw something. And now my prayer says, okay, Lord, exactly what do you have in mind for the full gospel? Exactly. I'm not interested in what Doug has in mind. I'm not interested in what I got in mind. I'm not even interested in what the president of the national board, whatever, worldwide, I don't care. I don't care what the Pope has to say about the full gospel. I want to know what the Pope of the church has to say about the God, about the full gospel. And he's not the one who's reluctant to keep it from us. You know, but all I know is I saw a bunch of men and women. I was really encouraged by all the women that we saw. It was super, you know. But all I know is I was very encouraged. I got home. I spent some time. We got home kind of late. I still spent some time with the Lord and just saying, Lord, you know, I really am believing you for your mind concerning not only for this chapter in Oshawa, but for overall the whole world. The big picture, exactly, the big picture. I know God's doing all kinds of things out there, but I'm not part of everything out there. We're part of this here. This is our Jerusalem. And we need his mind on what he has in mind for his, our Jerusalem here in Oshawa. Praise God. That's it.
We are a hard act to follow. I just want to...